And now we're on Brendan. See, yeah. It's a lot of pomp and circumstance regarding the beginning of this show.
But did the beginning, did they hear that, Chris, did they hear the intro that you just did?
No, that was for YouTube.
Okay.
We're going to do the actual pod intro in a second. Everyone, yes, this is the post-Thanksgiving episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I could beat around the bush and tell, I don't talk about everyone else who's in the studio today, but the big news is Brendan Cooney Trojan horsed me. Trojan horsed the Greek. The irony is sweet. And brought in studio Christopher Lingbach, who
That's
has
right.
not been on the show for a couple months now. And we'll, I guess we'll talk about what went down and what
the future
holds.
Do you want to say hello?
Do you want to lean in? Do you want to share that mic?
Hello.
There you go. High energy Lingbach.
He's back.
High octane. Yeah, that is some 93.
it's a weak opening bit from shorts there.
It's okay.
I just want to pat myself on the back real quick. A lot of people wanted shorts to come in, but I'm the only one who could actually facilitate it and get him here.
You did it, man. John texted me while I was outside. He said, "Hey, Lingbox here."
Yeah.
And something clicked in my head, and I just said, "Oh, my God." Did it.
You're welcome to all the listeners that wanted this. And if shorts continues to do that hello thing, then I'm just going to rip on him or ignore him. Either one is fine.
Cool.
There you go. That's the crisp bit. So, yeah, show's site in papasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is there. Find us YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, and all that. And now we can start the post-Thanksgiving episode. And welcome Cooney, Brendan Cooney, to the air.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Oh,
man, I appreciate it.
Always good having you. I think you'd like to know this, especially with him in the room. Chris loves you. And is both obsessed with and spiteful of your success. A little bit.
Is that true?
A little bit. He would always mention you in terms of my buddy Brendan, who's in L.A. and, like, killing it. And then would just say things to the effect of, like, I should have gone out there with him or things along those lines. But, yeah, he was always very impressed. I had a blast. We're doing a dirty one, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I had a fucking blast the last time we did a show with you. I believe it was in Oathman's basement. Irony again.
Yeah. You had a blast at that one?
It was fun. It was good having you there.
I don't know.
And I have weird things that get me off. Yeah.
I remember it. I mean, like, it was really, for me, it was bad. I mean, I told a bunch of secrets, and then I was like, you can't have that on air.
Yeah. Like,
I can't even talk about it.
The entire show, and after 1 hour, can we talk about what?
No, let's not. Let's not go into that.
All
I'm
right.
still of the opinion that that's bad. If I could go back in time, and I'm gonna, like, just make sure that you deleted it.
Yeah, and let's just say Cooney revealed certain predilections for certain things. And
yeah, that's
an
fair.
Hour in. I'm like, fuck yeah, he warmed up. And now, like, the last 15 minutes of the show, he runs away with really all the dirty shit he loves to do. And, like, as soon as I was like, and we're clear, you're like, oh, you can't put that out there.
Also, it was bad.
Did you say N-word clear?
Yes, I
did. He did.
Good one. There he is.
And Travis is also here.
Yeah, I'm in
Travis.
The corner.
We got Travis. We got Pete. And yes, there's Chris. I wish I'd known he was coming, because then, let's be honest, I would have told Travis to stay home.
Yeah, I mean,
oh man, that's messed up, dude.
No, for real, no one gives a shit that I'm here right now.
Yeah, well,
I actually really like
he
Travis.
Actually did
I'm glad
tell
he's here.
Me to stay home.
That is true. Well, you had your kind of
friend.
Your technical girlfriend.
Yeah, my technical.
Your cum buddy.
Something. Yeah, cum buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was over, so you were nice about it, and you're like, yeah, just go hang out with her. That's
well, cool. I know some
weekends
dude, you work an actual 9-to-5, 40-something hours a week type shit. Why would I want to cut into your vacation? I'm the one that has the weird hours where some days I do nothing. Some days I work a lot.
You're your own boss. You get to do whatever. But this is the fun, man. I want to come in here and
well, I'm glad you like. But yeah, you have a girl lying around. You're still digesting food. You can have sex. Like, you're here right now instead of having sex. Like, just with an attractive woman.
Mm-hmm. But is her mom also at your house?
No.
Okay, because you said earlier that her mom was there or something like that.
Oh, no. That was when we were doing Thanksgiving, and her mom was just, like, talking shit on my white, red face the entire time.
Okay, yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Hot.
She was mocking you?
Yeah. No, she was like, why is his face so red? But she was speaking in Spanish, and I understood like every part of it. And I was like, that's because I'm drunk and I'm not comfortable around you guys.
She was talking about you in Spanish.
Yeah.
And she doesn't. Oh, okay.
She didn't know until she was about to leave that I finally like let on that I was like, yeah. Like, well, actually, Elizabeth let on. She was like, yeah, you know he understands, right? And he's been telling me the entire night he's been uncomfortable about you talking about him.
That's so messed up.
That was my fun. That was my Thanksgiving.
I have a very limited ability to do that in Greek. I can pretty much just recognize the word fag. So if anyone's really cutting on me, I'm like,
how do you say
fag
in Greek?
Pustis.
Delete this.
Papa Giorgio.
Were you saying delete what you just said or the whole episode?
Delete what, yeah. She could be listening.
Oh, delete it because you're worried about the mom?
No, Chris doesn't like F-bombs and N-bombs and all that stuff.
You don't like
Well, he's legit. He's got the little blue Twitter check mark now.
It's almost like I've gotten in trouble for something like that before.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. You actually got in trouble?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about it because it's my favorite thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Deadspin, I posted some old audio a couple of years ago in a blog post, and it was sort of like a, hey, check out this old classic vintage audio of the Junkies. And it was, I didn't like test all of it or listen to all of it, and there were a couple of F-bombs in there. And then Deadspin published a post, and they were like, I think the headline was sports radio station remembers things like they used to be or something like that. Uh-huh. Or it was like remembers the cool things like when you could say fag on the radio.
Oh God.
And they didn't, they never once in the story mentioned that it was like 10-year-old audio. They made it seem like it was yesterday.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And they called it a slam dunk highlight reel of blasphemy or something like that.
Oh God!
Really, it's blasphemy in the Church of Cum? Like what is?
Dude, I thought you were gonna, and I won't mention it if you don't want to, but I thought you were gonna talk about the thing with Oathman. Remember when you sent the tweet and you got in trouble? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, when I said fag on Twitter, you mean? Yeah, that was.
I like hearing
that
you
wasn't
say
10
this,
years
by
ago.
Way. Liberating.
Do you guys not know about that?
No, no.
See, Brendan and I at some point are going to kiss.
That's so, what I was figuring you guys would, just do some like doo-wop shit.
We're sharing a microphone and some spaghetti like in Lady of the Tramp.
he sent a tweet that said like, miss you fag to Oathman.
Oh.
And his boss saw that and he got so mad about it that he like made him delete his Twitter or change his name. So that's why it's Blue Shorts Light.
CK was steamed about miss you fag.
The more people you can identify, the better,
like,
I would say.
Yeah, we don't know.
What am I supposed to
do? I don't think CK listens. We're good.
No, I was getting screamed at on the phone for like 10 minutes, and he was like, delete it. And I was like, well, the more time you're yelling at me on the phone, the less time I have to delete it. And it was, change your Twitter handle, change everything. You can't handle this. And
I like that pun.
Kind of agree with that.
You can't handle it.
I wasn't ready.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. Damn. It's fun to have him in. It's fun to have Lingy in talking about like Lingy, as
my
Pete calls him.
Nickname.
I know. Yeah.
That was
Pete
like
always refers
bit.
To you as Lingy.
Lingy?
Like you're just some like drunken Scottish uncle who hangs around the alley.
Brendan and I used to live together, and I didn't learn this until years later, but when Othello and I had our first radio show together, like on FM radio, it was like Saturday nights.
CNO show?
Yeah, it was at like 8 p.m. Like we were like 23 at the time. Brendan would call in and imitate this Irish guy cleaning up his bar and say that he listened every week. And he would listen while he was doing inventory of the bar on Saturday
so
night.
Specific.
Saturday night, by the way, should have been the tell that he was doing inventory on Saturday
seven.
Night at the bar.
Okay,
and I didn't figure
bar.
It out until like 4 years later. And I held on to that for like years. And I was like, man, well, at least we had that Irish guy at the bar.
We had that one good fan.
Man, I know I called in. That's a hilarious thing that I did. But I don't remember that character. That's great. I wish I had the audio. I used to call in as, like, that guy, Rel from Manassas or whatever. Because there was a character, there was a guy that did that for another one of the radio shows. Yeah. And he would talk about smoking cigarettes or something. Or maybe that's a different thing. I'm confused now. I can't remember.
What are you saying, Brendan, that they were cool cigarettes?
Yeah, now you're going to get into that trouble. I'm not going to touch that.
Oh, my God. I just love that you guys brought up CNO because, Chris, we have a dude who loves the show and listens fucking intently, and he actually emailed me a couple weeks ago and I guess had gotten through all of the recent stuff and was like, was the CNO show real? Was it a bit you guys did on air, or was that a real thing? Because I've gone through all the archives at The Fan and only found like one or two things. Like, he had actually gone back and dug up whatever you
what
still
a loser.
Had online.
No,
he is a saint.
A funny story about that, I stumbled across a bookmark that had, it was the last remaining, like, CNO show on the internet uh-huh. I could find. And I remember a couple years ago, our radio station engineer was, like, resetting the giant hard drive that stores all the audio. And you're talking about shows and shows and shows every day for years backed up on.
Are we talking about Bear since we're playing the name game?
No, it was, yeah, you're always playing the name game. No, it was, Trimmer. And
oh,
so
the
basically
guy with Parkinson's,
he had to reset the hard drive. So that start from scratch, cause it was just too backed up. And you're talking about like a terabyte worth of like audio.
It was HD radio.
My boss comes to me and he goes, hey, just in case, you should back up the CNO show archive because it's going to be gone tomorrow. And I thought, I don't know, I kind of thought he was joking. Or, so I just never did it. And then like 2 days later, it was all gone. I mean, that, all of it.
It was so short.
Every bit of proof that I ever had a radio show, it's gone.
Hey, we're going to delete everything tomorrow, and then he thinks that's a bit. So why would you think that? He's not serious. I have 3 weeks. He said tomorrow.
It fucking sounds like a Seinfeld. Like, he had lemon juice in his eye and winked at me. No.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was just going to add one more thing. I think the only thing that's left is all of our YouTube archives, which is
I guess
amounts to an interview film with Tila Tequila, who's turned radically Nazi.
Yes.
And Mark Hoppus, I think, is about it.
To do the casually disgusting bit, every time Tila Tequila comes up in the news, it's like 5 minutes of she's repugnant and finding her like racist tweets, and then just 10 minutes of going to like PornTube. finding one of her two hardcore vids where she's either with the chick or getting pounded by that unclipped cock. And
I used to watch her reality show when I was like 12 years old.
Shot of Love, was that it?
Something like that.
Yeah. When I was 12.
He is young, yes. Fucking Travis over here.
My parents didn't pay attention to what I watched.
Yeah. I think the whole hook to that show was she was going to find both a dude and a chick.
Yeah, she was just it was just like trying to find a threesome or something like that.
I don't know if they were trying to sell like a sensationalized version of bisexuality where you get to get one of each.
I was just so interested in it. I was like, people do this?
There
are people like
this? There's still time, Travis. You can find two people.
You got to find one first.
That's why I wanted you to move into Pete's great house.
I don't have $260 yet. I'm saving up.
Oh, hell yeah.
You want to come to New York sometime?
Yeah. We do absolutely.
You quit your job a little bit too early.
No, we need to do the Christmas Hooker Fund.
Let's do it.
You should.
Yes.
100% do that.
Yeah, right now. So for any of the listeners and the people that aren't donating to the Patreon because, you know, you have a bunch of money in your
pockets.
Donate
to that Patreon,
people. Yeah, donate to that Patreon. We're going to use some of those funds, but also you can do it directly just to Travis. And we're going to do a New York Christmas trip just for our friend Travis, and we're gonna have fun up there with Rachel and Abby and Joey and all those people.
Yeah, hands off of Rachel. She's the one that I've been eyeing on that website for months.
That's the one I said I liked.
I requested Rachel when I first went up there.
Yeah, and you didn't get her.
No, I didn't.
You might not get her again.
I got Amelia.
So we'll see.
Yes. All right, guys.
we'll put her at the end of the hallway, and then we'll nice. Just no. We'll stand between. And,
sorry, Cooney. Like a couple of months ago, I might have gone with a friend to New York who wanted to see something at the Met, and he was like, "By the way, I'm also hitting a brothel, like in Midtown." And I'm like, "Fuck it, okay." And yeah, might have.
I'm happy for you.
Thank
good.
You.
That's yeah. a good thing.
I finally sunk.
Take
your,
Travis with you.
The ranks
time.
Of you and Oakman.
Now
down.
He offered one time, but I got nervous. I...
Hey, it happens,
dude. I'm sorry. That is a classic story of losing your card to a hooker. Just do it. I don't think it builds momentum. That used to be the logic in the day, right? Like once you get it out of the way.
That's a screenplay.
What, you bang the hooker and then yeah. you're just crushing ass?
Was well, it like a 1980s screenplay? Apparently it doesn't work this in these day and ages.
That's true.
I Things do. Aren't as good as they used to
Bang
be. Chris knows
good.
About that. You know, when he could say fag all the time. Fucking piece of shit.
About 10 yeah. years ago when radio
Homophobe
was awesome.
Asshole.
Fucking hard drives weren't getting deleted back in the day. Yeah, it was pretty
we
good
had all
times.
The space in the world.
All right, so... so it's so weird.
Nice
to
segue.
I know. It's painful, dude. But I initially, when I thought it was just going to be Cooney, I didn't know Lingbach was here.
I know, that's my fault, but I mean, I think it's going great.
Was going to play two clips of audio that featured, in theory, Chris Lingbach right here. And I wanted you to help me identify whether or not this was actually Chris. But now Chris is in the studio, so Chris can just fess the fuck up.
But you can still do it.
Yeah, we'll play it.
Oh, you're going
to
play it.
Our buddy Brian Bolte was listening to a show, Weird Medicine, with a dude named Dr. Steve, who's the host. He's a nice guy. He's been on the show. We love Dr. Steve.
Oh, copulate.
Flow and ejaculation. God, I love, so easy to throw out a Dr. Steve. We get not one, but two calls that absolutely, the second one, using the name Chris Lingbach from Northern Virginia.
Let's play the clip.
I'm going to play it right now. Chris, you tell me if this is you, because it does not fucking sound like you. I was puzzled.
So that's interesting. We don't have the answer.
Nope. But it's cool, though.
Hey, Dr. Steve. So I have a mole on my forehead that's kind of turned into almost like a wart. I Googled it and went to images, and it brings up a bunch of cancer stuff. Is this something that I should be worried about? I mean, I'm not feeling like any difference physically. I guess, yeah, just let me know. Thanks.
Okay, buddy.
He said his name's Chris Lingbach? This guy?
No.
I'm going to play you clip two because this, they tied.
The next one. That's the tale.
Hey, Dr. Steve. It's Chris from Northern Virginia again. Just called up the bald thing. I just want to say I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
I look
man.
Forward every week to the newest episode coming out on demand and always listen to it. And
cool.
You always get back to me about the questions I have, so thank you for that.
So,
huh.
First of all, the one kind of sounded like Chris, but the second sounds like a guy trying to hide who he is, but then gives his full fucking name and very specific location. Like, it was...
I'm putting on a fake voice. I'm calling in. My name is John. I'm in Fairfax, Virginia right now.
Chris, is this you? Like...
I like Chinese food and Vietnamese women.
What does that mean?
I don't know if it was, like, guys, like, clowning, pretending they were you. So, they like, was this Tom doing some shtick and then he was going to play you the clip? What...
Do you know?
I like that you think that that people connected to me extends to just Tom.
Was it your girlfriend calling in? And,
it was not me.
It was not you?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Because
I got to say that
I owe you 20
the
bucks.
The second guy.
Sounds nothing like him.
Well, I think that it kind of sounds like it's somebody that, I don't know, it sounds a little bit like him, but neither of those people are Chris. It's got to be somebody else. It would be a funny coincidence.
Well, let's figure this out. Take
name.
Off the cap, and we'll see if there's a word.
Yeah, do you have cancer? That wouldn't be funny.
Yeah, come on, Cinderella.
I do have a giant thing on my head, but it's not my forehead.
Oh, that's true.
So you think this is not someone doing an impersonation of you?
Because
to me, if it's not you, it's a frame job, dude. Like, that's someone that listens to the station fucking with Dr. Steve. And, like, you're probably going to get weekly calls from Chris in Northern Virginia like, Dr. Steve, I have what appears to be pimples at the base of my penis. I had sex with an unclean woman. Like, shit like that happening.
That sounds like something that I would do. Me. for it. I haven't done that in a while, but that is definitely something I would do.
Imagine that. Yeah, I was like, we should do like the weekly bit of like call in with something horrible that Chris from Northern Virginia has, but then...
What that was the Dr. Steve?
It's a medical show called Weird Medicine.
And it's on...
It's on SiriusXM.
It's SiriusXM.
But you can get the podcast as well. So that is not you, but you're thinking it's not someone that wanted to tie it back to you either?
No, just because I don't see the point of that. Like, why would somebody want to prank me by calling into Dr. Steve and calling about an issue that I don't seem to have? You know?
Well, it got my, like, the gears in my head spinning, and I was like, after 5 seconds, I was like, they're right. Like, Chris could have, like, skin cancer for that shit. Like, he does need to get that chopped off.
Unless they were like, yeah, I'm Chris in Northern Virginia, and I work for 106.7 The Fan. You can follow me on Twitter at, like, I don't personally see the connection, but I could see, I don't know.
You don't see the connection between someone named Chris in Northern Virginia calling into Dr. Steve and saying they have a fucking wart on their
head.
It is
pretty niche-y. Okay. That's kind of like the feather in your cap, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It wasn't Chris. I would have voted like...
But could it have been somebody thinking
about
it?
It sounds like
Chris
two different people. That's what really throws me. That's why I think it's a bullshit call.
It wasn't funny, so it couldn't have been like... one of our friends, unless it was like someone who's not funny.
I disagree.
We have a lot of unfunny friends.
Yeah. I thought you were going to whore me and go, like, it wasn't funny, so it could be Chris.
That would have been good.
Gulo.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
That sounds like Chris.
So I have a mole.
I don't think that sounds like Chris. When I listen to those, none of those sound
like
Chris.
Almost like a wart.
That's what I told you. I said that.
I Googled it and went to images, and it brings up.
Dr. Steve, it's Chris from Northern Virginia again. Hey,
whoever this guy is, he might be dead by now.
Yeah, we're making fun of
that'd be fun.
Moment of silence for Chris.
Hey, Dr. Steve, it's Chris in Northern Virginia. My penis is really small, and I try to tell girls that I'm a grower, not a shower, but they don't believe me because then I get nervous and it doesn't grow.
Damn, you got roasted prank phone call. Don't ever come at Chris again, you small dick loser. Shouts out to Doug Tetrault, okay? That's one of the most important things is that Doug Tetrault is a listener of this show and a very cool guy.
Doug E.T.
Also his brother, Jeff.
I've never met Jeff. I know Chris is a fan.
Well, Jeff is a guy who lost his career because he likes Donald Trump.
That's true. Like, he was writing in Hollywood. Like, what the fuck happened? Chris, yeah.
Well, from my understanding is that, he was very loud on Facebook about his opinions, which is, you know, we're in America, you can be that. And he was a writer. And he had a side gig to basically financially support himself between writing gigs and, I don't know.
Can we talk about the side gig? The side gig is fucking wild.
He had people trying to get him fired from his side gig weekly.
I'm going to say the side gig, can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, the side gig... Jeff, for all intents and purposes, claims to be a very straight dude, was a go-go dancer in gay clubs, like wearing a cock sock.
Well, he's got a huge penis.
Damn it.
I mean, it's really big.
Good for him.
I wish I'd thought of that.
It's like, I'm not going to say I've seen it, but I've seen it, and it's shockingly big.
God bless.
I mean, Jeff was like a successful screenwriter, sold a movie, it got made. He's a good writer. He's really funny. But that's like just the thing that people do now is like they tweet and try and get you fired from stuff. I think the reason he moved back though is just because he got fed up.
Wait, what? Jeff's here now?
I think he left LA, right?
Yeah, he's home.
Yeah. He just got fed up with it.
Jeff's in Virginia.
I don't know where he
is. I was going to say, I hate that. Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff in Virginia.
Dr. Steve, I have a huge cock. I just want to bring Jeff in studio
just to see
and
it.
Dress him exactly
should
like
Should I get a Peel-Urane in here, too?
Sounds like you're doing the CNO show from 7 years ago.
What, Jeffy was in studio? And
Yeah, he was.
What, and then you got him to pull it out?
It was a joke, I just didn't effectively say it.
Oh, okay. No, I was thinking of screwing with Pete, who likes being the handsome one, and bringing in handsomer, big cockier Jeff.
Damn it.
But then giving
him
like the
well
O's cap.
I can't imagine.
I thought I was well-cocked.
And the blue hoodie. and being like, you've been replaced, Pete. You've been cucked by Jeff.
I don't think Jeff will listen to this or come into the show.
He's got better. I mean, if you have a cock that big, why would you? Like, fucking, he has to use the HOV lane with that thing.
No, I think I think the moral of the story is that if you're in Hollywood in any sort of capacity, you definitely cannot be a Trump supporter publicly. It's just not a, you're just not allowed to do
so
that.
He I'm guessing made friends from his gay club dancing, and then they saw like all his Trump shit and were like, what the hell, dude?
I mean, he would
it sounds like a bad place to make friends.
He said often this happened is that he would get a complaint from his manager about somebody complaining that you know, airing some sort of his dirty laundry to his manager, and then he would find out who the person was, and they would be his Facebook friend, and it was somebody, you know, that would read his, basically, his Trump posts. So
And just rat to his...
It's like, kind of a witch hunt, I think.
I ain't a Trump dude whatsoever, but fuck, that's...
I would say probably none of us in this room are.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, of course not.
But, exactly.
I just want to go on the record.
Brendan's
because we have
Trump
tiny
guy.
Cocks, let's just put it out there. That's the correlation.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said because we all have tiny cocks.
Oh, okay.
That's
not true either.
That's how you know Oathman's hung. He voted for Trump and he's not here.
I living with Brendan was the best experience of my life. Talking about like going back and looking at the past longingly again, of course. But one time we were driving in the car, we were going to 7-Eleven, which was right down the street from us, obviously, as most 7-Elevens are. And he goes, how much money do you think I would have to get a hot girlfriend?
Oh my God.
He goes, do you think it has to be in like the thousands or like the 100,000s?
That for sure probably happened. We've both seen like so many embarrassing things for the both of us. He's seen me just be like, not able to like turn on my TV or use a microwave.
What? Like, I know he like looks for things that like are wrong just to Joan. So when I picked him up today, as he's walking to the car, I rolled down the window and said, all of my tags are expired. So that one's not up for grabs anymore.
I don't think I'm that big of an asshole to make fun of that, but it could have happened, maybe. I might have said something.
Wait, your
that.
Tags are legit expired, or are you trying to like flush them out for having weed
same
on them
here,
or something?
Dude.
All
of them.
Yeah. What the Pete?
Get your lives what? Together, Pete and Chris.
No,
what
well,
about
Chris,
you, Travis?
Chris will get.
What's well, that? I zoned out. I blacked out.
Pete.
We shared a drink in the parking lot.
I was going to say, you
know.
Drive in a certain state. And I'm not talking like West Virginia. Like, you drive.
Well, no, that's not true.
Glug, glug.
Dude, I always tell the story about Chris and drinking. It's my maybe my favorite Chris and drinking story. Okay, so one time I had beer in the fridge, like a case of beer in the fridge.
Had.
And I came home, and he was stealing my beer. Like, he was like a raccoon.
I was going to say, alcoholic
like
raccoon.
Like, he was like, check it out. And he like picks it up. And then all the beer follow all over him. He just drops them on the ground. And he turns around and he looks at me like, and I'm thinking like he's going to say something like, oh, sorry, dude, or something along those lines. And he's like, who does that? Who puts the beer in the fridge like that? He's like, it's upside down or something ridiculous. And I was just like, whatever. That's so funny that I'm not mad.
In fairness, the beer was upside down.
So what?
That is weird.
Yeah, you're the dick, man.
You turned on me, Travis.
Oh, God. You'll never see Jeff's cock now, Travis. You blew it. Chris, do we want to talk about everything that led up to where we are now?
Where you been? What you been doing?
Yeah, where the fuck you been, first of all? What's up?
Well, I just,
what's been up in life for Chris?
I've just been working really hard at my job, trying not to get fired, like always.
Bag.
I don't know. I've just been living my life without you guys, who just went completely silent on me and just stopped talking to me altogether.
All right, well, we'll...
So there's that.
I like that, first serve.
I can go completely silent.
Yeah. I'm going to, by the way, did you move in with your girlfriend? Just want to know. Are you guys living together in an apartment?
So it's scheduled to happen at the end of December.
Okay. You guys were apartment hunting, I think, when we last talked a lot, and that was several months ago.
I think there's a reason Brennan's laughing right now.
What's up, Brennan?
No, go ahead, dude. You got this one.
You want me to say what
you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So we were in the car talking about our lives, and he's like, yeah, so we were supposed to move in together at the end of December, but we just got in this huge fight last night, so I don't know.
Oh.
So that's why I was laughing.
Shit. Where was it in terms of, like, when was the last one this big?
I mean, like a month ago, so that's why I don't really know how much stock to put into it. But it was over, like, the second family-free turkey Thanksgiving that we had. Because, I don't know, she was, like, nitpicking me while I was, like, cooking and I was like, let me cook the food! Just get out of the kitchen! Let me cook the food!
Chris does like to cook.
And then she, you know, she likes to taste test when, like, I'm in the bathroom, and it drives
that
me
came
up
out
the
wrong.
Fucking wall.
She eats my shit. She drinks my pee.
Dude, all right. So what, I mean, I know that I am not a huge listener of the show, mm-hmm. but I'm a fan, and I've listened to the show. So from an outsider's perspective, what the listeners want is for you to talk about the
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
You don't have to do it now, but at some point, I would like to hear it, and I'm going to ask Doug if he has any questions, and I'll ask them.
By the thing, you mean what led to us not doing the show together anymore?
I guess. Isn't that what? I don't know.
Can you two just fist fight? I think that would be better content.
Can I ask for a pee break, and then he can ask Doug for questions?
Yeah, go take a piss, man.
All right.
We'll hop on, Cooney. All right. Now that he's here, we can motherfuck him.
I hope Doug is... I told him about it. I don't know.
Pee break isn't a euphemism for getting the AR-15, right? Like, I like breathing.
No, he checked out his car earlier, I think.
Is he going to go...
He doesn't have a semi-automatic weapon in there,
he's going
right?
to get a gun, as if Chris could get a gun.
Is he going to get his falling down briefcase? Or?
Yeah.
There's so many things that prevent him from getting a gun. Like, does he have a license that is not expired? Would someone sell him a gun? Could he figure out? Could he afford a gun?
I just it cracks
down. Gun is probably for no reason.
Like you, Pete, and Chris are two of the most drunk driviest dudes I know.
Hey, that's not true.
Thank you for not putting me in that category.
No, you seem to like go home and just live in your.
Yeah,
basement.
I just drink 240s and then jerk off and fall asleep. Yeah.
Excuse me for
Jeff's huge cock, and now that.
I guess.
That's America.
I've never looked at it as a responsible thing before, but I guess.
It is. You're not killing people who will do better.
Yeah, I don't know why people want to kill places.
That's good, Travis.
It's funny as shit that you are the not having, because that is shit you get pulled for.
I mean, unless
dude.
You got well, somewhere
Soto's,
to be.
Matt Soto seems to think that Chris is more of a concealed carry guy. He's more of a Kamiya type.
I mean, like, I don't want to sound like an egomaniac, but you know he's coming for me first. Like, no, he's just busting in and fucking two.
And
right
I'm willing
through.
To bet you think I'm gonna jump in front of that.
No, you have a girl that lets you come inside her. Like I wouldn't jump in front of shit.
John,
bullet wise.
You have two people who want to gun you down now. That's
who's the other person that wants to gun you down?
John Wilkes Booth. No, we have a buddy Amir who's a little steamed. Hi Amir, we mentioned you on air again. No,
who cares?
We said
about
your
that
name
guy.
Again. Wow, yes. That must suck.
Got weirded out who's mentioned on air a couple weeks ago. So then we did like a 15-minute bit on him being a serial rapist or some shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Which is not true. That's a joke, but we thought it was funny at the time. And I still do. Stand behind that.
Yeah, we so probably shouldn't have funny. Sent the transcript to his employers, but...
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's one of those things where... Who is it? Fucking Flint. Dude from People vs. Larry Flint.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, Larry Flint used to, do the show with the congressman, like, fucking their daughters and stuff like that, and you know,
nice.
It was open it for Lingy, and it was just found in the court to be so over the top that no one could believe it to be real. So yes, I'm not actually revealing that Springfield has had a serial rapist for 15 years, and I know his identity. That's
Chris but Walker. He is a rapist and has
yeah, he does. With
you would think just a comic kidding. Would don't like to be me. Compared to Louis C.K.
Yeah,
but
he
like...
did you a spot tonight.
So Chris left again.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
Interesting.
Oh, and then somebody's knocking again. Oh, hey.
Sorry. He's well, getting beat up outside. What's going on?
I was like, you'll smell like alcohol. He didn't actually say that, but I definitely breathed right in his face.
Oh, no.
And that's what my mom says.
So what was that thing about you not drinking and driving again?
I'm not. I'm okay. Right here in
the
studio.
You see him driving? That's true.
You see me operating true. A vehicle.
Now Chris is back.
It's only a few beers. It's not a big deal.
All right. So hop on in. He's got a cup.
Yep.
Bathroom taste testing.
That's great.
Were you guys talking about Bruce Springsteen?
No, we're talking about how you and I was saying you, I'll leave out Pete for the fifth time, are kind of like the drinkiest, driviest guys I know, and yet you both have the bum tags.
Yeah.
It's not not a good
thing. No, it's
point
not smart.
0.08 and below, baby.
You like to fancy yourself as a 0.08 and below guy. I know in your psyche you're like, it's okay when I go out and party because it's staying at 0.08, and then you have like six drinks in 1 hour. That's not 0.08. You weigh like $1.50 or some shit.
Mm-mm-mm.
I was on a date one time, and I got pulled over at a DUI checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And I had probably 8 or 9 beers earlier.
Yeah.
And then 2 beers at dinner on this drink.
You mean this date?
Yeah.
For this dinner yeah. Beer?
I just had 2 dinners on this drink in the bathroom.
I like you. Let's go on a drink.
And and I thought for sure I was a goner, right? Uh-huh. And I blew a 0.07.
Are you fucking kidding me? Wow.
I mean, I was blown away by it, but it kind of reset my whole psyche because I was like, well, I could do this all the time.
I am a fucking god.
You're Bruce Willis and Unbreakable now, yeah. Holy shit, man. I went through one very drunk, and I didn't have to blow. I just had my friends give me cigarettes, so we all like lit up in my car and figured that could mask the scent somewhat.
Cool, man.
I know. And then I was like, you guys act even drunker. And then I, by comparison, was just like, yes, I'm DD'ing these two. And they were like really just had like their tongues out almost in the back. And the cop was like, you boys are lucky you've got a friend like him. And then we just went to a bar a mile down the road and drank more.
Some like redneck Virginia cop did that?
No, this was like 5 miles down the pike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just
really?
That's my cop voice. And
say what you really mean. Brendan, he voted for Trump. Say it.
Yeah, and he should be fired.
I didn't know you had a big dick.
So, that's why he let me go. He was like, I'm taking pity on this small-cocked man while I've got this fucking anaconda. Chris, you were last on the show 4 months, 6 months, 4 months. In that range?
Yeah, let me... all right, I'll say this.
Do your thing.
I know that... well, this is your show. You've carefully manicured it for, well, lazily managed it for like 10 years. But you've kept doing it. So it's your thing. And I don't think I really ever disrespected that. And I know that I'm not going to come out the good guy on this thing, and I don't really need to, so I don't really care about that. But
I don't care to paint you as the bad guy either.
But I feel like on some level, over the last year, you, me, and Pete, started off as you, me, Pete, and Othello, and he, you know, got lost in the wind somewhere, and then it was just us three. We hung out a lot. We did a lot of bits, and we did a lot of podcasts and talked about ideas, talked about ideas, about things that we wanted to do together. And then they never really happened. And I know there's like collective failure and all that, but at the same time, I don't know. I just didn't really feel like you were very receptive to any of my ideas. And then when I had that big blow up, you try to paint it as, well, Chris is trying to do a fake bit and I'm the genuine radio guy. And it's like, well, I've been in,
you're the one who works in radio. Not
that's
me,
what I'm
man.
Saying. Yeah. I've been in literal radio for 10 fucking, I do this for like my profession, and I was just trying to give you pointers here and there, and I don't know, I felt like you kind of just tuned them out, and I remember we had one conversation or something somewhere, and you were like, and then Chris just started, it was on the podcast that you did with Othello where you were just shitting on me nonstop and didn't tell me
that
was coming.
I tried to be very fair there.
And then you go, and then Shorts just shitting on the show nonstop, and I wasn't shitting on the show, I was offering suggestions, and you took it as like me shitting on the show because I feel like you thought I was attacking you personally because this is something that's personal to you, Papa's Basement. And all I was saying was that if we were going to do something together, I wanted us to all have equal interest in it and all be equal partners and have have a separate name, a separate website, completely independent of Papa's Basement, and we could link back to Papa's Basement, yada, yada, yada. And then you, when we had that conversation in the fucking Uno's parking lot in Merrifield, just down the street, like with you, me, Pete, and Oathman, excuse me, Othello, like 6 months ago, you were like, I said, well, the name can't be Papa's Basement because that's a terrible name. And I feel like that's when you turned.
No, it's absolutely a terrible name, man. I think you read way too much into how I felt about this.
I read way too much into everything. That's what I do. And then I send off angry emails, and they're all a string of emails. It's not just one. It's never one. I sit there, and I get myself angry, and I send, I mean, how many emails did you get in the span of 1 hour on a late Saturday night at fucking 3 in the morning?
At one point, I had to just spam filter because it was really bumming me out. Like, I was just trying. I read so many of them, and they're all angry. And at some point, I would just be, like, doing a job or something, and I would fucking check my email, and it's just, like, another angry email from Chris. And I'm like, you know, we were tight, man. I don't need this anymore. This is a bummer.
Yeah, but I know my faults, but I think one of your faults is that you cut people off, like, completely, like, entirely. And that's one of the things that I referenced in one of those 3 to 4 angry emails that all came sequentially within the span of like 45 minutes because, oh, I had another thought. I'm narcissistic asshole. Well, let me make sure I get it across.
That was one session. There were other just emails that came.
Yeah. There were a number of sessions. but I don't know. I do feel like on some level that you and Pete completely fucking bailed on me and it annoyed the shit out of me. Not because I give a shit that I'm getting iced out of this fucking show that I invested a fucking year in. It's that I'm getting iced out of a fucking relationship that I feel like I've spent a year investing in. And that was really shitty, in my opinion. I mean, very shitty. And I wouldn't do that to somebody that I called a friend. I wouldn't do that.
I'm with you on... I mean, what can I... I'm
Finally.
With you on... I guess we just have very different takes on it. Oh, we have Brendan Pete.
Oh, no, I don't want to say anything just in case, you know, I have a riff or something.
I gotcha.
I'm going to riff in. But this is great.
So,
awesome. John's a bad person. I agree. Yeah.
Thank you, Travis. Thank you. You can go now.
I mean, you and I had, like, really personal conversations over the last year
Tons.
And a half.
Tons,
and,
man.
And one of them was, and it's funny that Cooney is here for this, but one of them was you told me that you felt like you were just waiting for the right guy to come along for 10 years, and that was the only thing keeping you going. And honestly, like looking back on that,
I
feel
like
you were fucking lying, because that's just you have to be to be able to play this the way that you have. But I felt the same way, and I honestly felt that. And I told you, I said the last time I felt like I had a group of people trying to do something creative, pulling all in the same direction.
The LA people.
Was the LA thing with Othello and Brendan, and then I was too much of a pussy to move to LA. And I felt like I had been given a fucking gift by, for whatever forces of nature put this thing together, by you, me, and Pete sort of going all in the same direction at the same time, getting another opportunity. And then for you to just bail on that, I just felt like you were an ass.
Well, the good news with that is that the LA thing was a complete failure. Oathman bailed, and I am struggling to survive. So you did not miss out on any success train there, but continue.
So I'll give you my take on it, and, you know, hopefully we fucking meet in the middle or whatever. That's compromise, right?
Right.
So for my money, I believe, first of all, you are... I said this in my email, which I thought was a very conciliatory email. My one email.
Here's like my one.
Just one.
Roasted.
I mean, you were able to sandwich all of your emotions into one email.
I was thorough about it.
You don't have a string of thoughts afterwards.
I do feel you're incredibly talented on radio, and you're able to do a solo show, like a great solo show, which to me... As decent as I, and I don't think I'm great at this, but I think I'm decent. As decent as I feel I am at this, you doing solo, I have that much more respect for it. So
The Download.
Yes, The Download on the fan website, 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah, 106.7 The Fan, Saturday mornings, FM.
There nice. You go. So when you came in a couple of times and we had improv training together.
Yeah.
and we had done so much comedically together that I thought we were on the same page. You came in multiple times near the end and behaved in a way like you would be normal talkative Chris, like you are right now, like fucking having human replies and stuff. And then we would throw on the mics and it was like the autism switch was flipped or something like that. And you would just do that. Yes. No. And given how good you are when you want to be, it was like seeing Iverson fucking dog it on some plays or like Randy Moss not doing shit. And you're like, why? Especially episodes where it's just me and you. I'm like, dude, I cannot perform doing this. And I knew you were doing a bit. Like some people would ask me, like, is that him being real? I'm like, it cannot fucking be. Because he's too articulate and too intelligent when it comes to this shit. And it was just weird to me because after a while, I was like, I cannot just gamble every fucking episode if I'm going to get like talkative, great Chris on air, or if he, for a delight, is just going to fucking not talk for 35 minutes.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess my answer to that is, first of all, mentally, I was a fucking nightmare from, I would say, November 9th to...
What happened that day?
June-ish. but I'm not going to use that as a cop-out. What I think was real and legitimate is that I was struggling with these ideas that, you know, we had these conversations about doing something more, something together, something that was everybody and not just Papa's Basement. And again, I didn't feel like you were really equally invested in that idea. And through whatever it was, it was just months went by and nothing happened. And we had legitimate conversations. You and Pete came to my house. We sat down and said, all right, if we're going to do this, how do we do it? And then nothing happened. And that was annoying to me. And I felt like I've met people in my life in the past where they're very control oriented. And so to me, I was sort of pressing buttons to see, well, is this what I think it is, where we are in this together, or is this just all about John Papa Giorgio? No offense, but that's what I was doing. And I kind of got the answer that I didn't want to get, which was, it was all about John Papa Giorgio. And that really sucked.
What say you to that?
I'll say, I think Chris attributes to like, hubris and malice and ego a lot of me just being a massive ADD case.
Yeah, but that's not the case. What I'm saying is when you shut down the show, you were emotionally deciding to shut down my creativity, and I'm never, ever going to be okay with that. And it wasn't a creative thing that I was doing, but you made the decision that I've got my thumb on you right now, and I'm going to fucking press it. And you did. You shut the show down, and that wasn't the first time. It was the second time, and I told you I wasn't okay with it the first time. Regardless of whatever circumstantial things went into the first time, I told you the first time I was not okay with that, and I'm never going to be okay with it. And then so when I did it the second time, and you did that the second time,
I mean, frankly, I don't remember like a very impassioned plea. Like, I just, to me, I felt you were doing like some Andy Kaufman level shit.
Yeah, but you held your finger on the like, switch and you turned it off, and that pissed me off.
When you guys argue like this,
yeah,
how do you think it affects Travis? Because he's like 19 years old. He's looking for a father figure.
He was fucking 12 when a shot of tequila.
He's 15 when the show started.
That is terrifying.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just over here trying to remember what laughter sounds like.
Zing!
That's hysterical.
That was awesome. Wow, save the show.
I mean, I'll say,
I love all of
first
you guys.
Of all, I'll say this.
Hey, Pete.
Oh, yeah. Hop on in, Pete. I'll say this, first of all, given we've done so much improv and all that shit, I'd ask you to think how I felt given you didn't walk in saying, like, you want to do this bit. Like, you walked in, like, we talked about an outline because I try to at least have something going into the show. And you acted like all of that was going to go down. And then, again, through an improv prism where you're trying to build with a partner and help with a partner, how do you think I felt trying to just make some content that I could throw out for the week where it feels like you actively torpedoed it? And even if you're doing a bit in character, that's fucking fine. Do a character. But like, no offense, by every tenet of improv, that was a horrible character.
It was a no-and. Yeah.
Yes,
no
that didn't character. Work with someone.
No, it was decidedly shitty of me.
It was like the incarnation of negation. Can we say that, given you work at the Fan? Negation? Okay.
it took me a second. There's Travis.
Yeah.
But it was just, again, I was like between the radio background and the improv background, like, does this guy fucking hate me? Like,
It just seemed like you didn't react accordingly to the situation. Like, we could have had a conversation afterwards and said, hey, this is irritating the shit out of me. Stop doing this. And I would have been like, okay, yeah, sure.
I feel we did that a couple times.
No,
at least
you
by
shut
like the
show
fourth
down.
Time.
You stopped the show.
Well, if the show.
Which is something to me, as a broadcaster, you should never do. You should never stop the show, especially if it's going to lead to some sort of fight. In that case, it would have been organic.
Well,
I heard you take your shot on Othello's podcast that you guys specially organized just for this scenario to shit all over me for an hour and a half. Without me fucking knowing that it was coming.
They did talk for a while.
That was a super funny episode, though, in defense.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. and you did that in such a way that, like, it made me feel like you were looking for an out. And so I felt like, all right, well, he's got his out because I'm fucking done. I'm out.
I was looking for any out. No, you could probably tell for like the 20 minutes building up to whenever the fuck I pulled the, which by the way, I think we pulled the plug on 3 episodes where you did that. It might've been 4, but for
you know,
most of them,
I made
one
you guys
was with
pull,
Pete.
I made you guys pull a plug
where Pete
on
fucking
one where
truly
I was
lost
really,
it.
No. I did make you guys pull a plug on one episode we did at my house.
Oh, well there's that one. Yes. Where yeah. Chris fucking, and see, that's a perfect,
it's like,
that's a perfect thing
okay.
for me to point out as evidence that you could have been so great support wise when you wanted Pete.
I think that you're kind of a hypocrite in this way, in that you say that you're like the radio guy, you love Don and Mike, you loved these guys, you grew up listening to them, and then when it comes time to put your feet to the fire and prove it, that you love pulling the fucking plug. You don't want to like deal with hostility.
I mean,
and I don't think that's...
I've done this dumb show for 10 years. Like, what do you want me to
prove?
And it's yours.
And you can do whatever you want. But if you want me in here, I'm not going to fucking do this shit where you hold your thumb over my fucking head. And if you decide that I'm not doing something that you don't agree with.
I mean, just a fair warning would have been okay, dude. Like,
but that's fine. I can say the same thing about your Jewish bit the week before. Fair warning.
One bit on
you
air.
Guys were really hurt about that
which
bit.
Blows
it was
my
fucking
mind
annoying.
It was not a great bit.
It was annoying
because
Tom had to wait at the radio station for 6 hours just to come in and do this bit because he lives in fucking Gaithersburg, drives all the way out here,
and then you did a fucking terrible bit,
and then you didn't lay off
get
of it. And you
Tom
kept
was
doing
the
it.
Linchpin.
But again, it's your
so
show. You,
you
can do whatever you want.
So you want to talk about feeling like you have
did
a
we leave?
Thumb
did we walk
on you?
Out? Because I can tell you this.
Yeah, because
Tom
I did a
definitely
shitty...
wanted to get the fuck up and walk out of here,
well,
but
then,
he didn't because this was
like
your
a
show.
Fucking baby, because it's a shitty 5-minute bit. Your thing was sustained through an entire episode. If you're fucking your girl and you slip a finger in
I
her
don't
ass,
do that.
Yeah, and her face goes white as a sheet and she leaves the room, what are you retarded? Are you gonna be like, oh god, maybe it'd be cool if the next time we fuck, I again slip a finger in her ass and it gets the same reaction? Maybe you stop putting a thumb in her fucking ass.
I think Travis
in John's
wants to
ass.
Speak.
Travis is like, thumbs can go there? No.
I'm so scared over here.
Yeah. Good contribution.
I'm so frightened. Yeah.
It's okay. Don't be scared, Travis.
No, I just look. I think that we both handled it terribly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm giving you my honest assessment of the
no,
situation
yeah, we just
now.
Have very different views on it. I don't know what else to say.
And this is like 4 months removed. I've had a lot of time to think about it, and of course, like Tom and I did our own little dumb retort to your Othello
also
podcast.
Very
Yeah, which yes, I put out there because fuck it.
The Beefcast, which was...
I did not finish. That was a really long time. Man, you guys wanted to talk.
Unironically named the Beefcast, which is what you referred to as the podcast that you came over to my house and I gave you beef. And you said, oh, the Beefcast. I don't feel any reason to hold back with whatever I feel about this situation, but all I can say is it was really unfortunate because... I mean, I really did feel like we were all kind of pulling in the same direction, and I don't know, it just pissed me off in a way that I didn't really know how I could trust you after that, and that's how I felt about it.
No, I mean, you're obviously, we have very different takes. I don't know what to say. I was never here to like censor, dude. I just wanted to do this show the way you can in your sleep. You can converse, you can talk with a dude, you can talk with me for 90 minutes about news and all that bullshit in our lives, and it's flawless. And if you simply wanted to do like some character-based stuff, I know we talked about the character podcast and all that shit. We wanted to do characters using our improv skills, like a kid that just learned to jerk off. You want to do it nonstop.
Show your friends.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's that? No.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just... If you're mad that we talked about shit and then stuff didn't get done, I completely get that. Having done stuff for a long time, that seems to be the norm with pretty much everyone I've been around. Like, most people talk a big game, not a lot of shit gets done. In my case, especially, I've gotten on Dexedrine since then. I want it to be more focused, more productive. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to treat my ADD so I actually carry through with things.
Yeah, I just, my only question is why the fucking silence afterwards? I mean, like, why you just went radio silent completely, like I didn't exist? And again, I told you this in one of my long, angry, ranting emails. I wouldn't treat a friend like that.
But
every time
I reached out, it was just anger. Like,
for a fucking reason, time. Because there was anger. And it's, you either deal with it or you just shut down and fucking close off and then walk out, which is what you did. You were the fucking dad that went to go... buy fucking cigarettes at the convenience store and never came back. And
John will never.
I just don't understand that way of dealing with it. Like your way of dealing with was to not deal with it.
And to
that
tried angered to reach out further. Like for a decent amount of time. Like I thought I made several. We still talked via Twitter. We still texted. All that. It's not like I could be. Well, okay. I think after the fucking the show where Pete was, yeah. By the way, and so if people want to judge, if you want to judge me, Pete had an even angrier reaction to what you did on air. And it's like,
yeah, but
Pete yelled at me in this studio after that last episode that I was on. I understood that he was pissed off. I was fine with talking about it. I met Pete and we talked about it. We talked about it in person. I got nothing from
him. That's what I was going to say.
To me, I feel like we had discussed, maybe we hadn't, I felt I had conveyed very much my feelings on it, and with you just, anytime I was reaching out, I was getting some angry email or angry text, like, I still get, like, weird fucking tweets from you that are, like, digs at me and shit. Like, I don't, what the fuck is that?
I mean, but don't you, like, I'm an overly emotional guy, I think we can all understand that after this, but, like, don't you understand that at some point that comes from, like, a spurned lover mentality? Like, not to be gay or whatever, but like, it's but it's clearly something that I cared about, that I emotionally invested in, and I'm pissed off. I'm bitter about it because you just shut me off. You just shut me out. So, yeah, those little digs, they come from me still being pissed off because we never dealt with it. It just stopped, and then... here we are.
Doug's watching on YouTube now. Just a shout out to Doug Tetrol watching. Yeah, keep it going.
Oh man, good old Doug.
This Bryce. Do you want to hear my take?
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, it's not much of a take really, but I listen. I listen to both the Beefcast, which I know the name of now, and then I listen to your thing with Oathman.
Yeah.
So I think, let's see, what Shorts is mad about is because you like shut him out and like didn't talk to him. And you want to let him in or should I?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
We need to just flip the fucking little nipple on the back of that lock.
Yeah, we don't need a lock.
So, like,
I'll fight anybody that comes in.
You shut him out and, like, didn't talk to him. And then what Papa is mad about is that you did this character. He, like, spent all this time to get the studio, and you just, like, were like, yeah, yeah. What I'm mad about, what the people are mad about, mm-hmm. is that you both let us down. We asked you to do a show months ago. That's people true. Have forgotten.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I don't know if, but, you know, it's been so long. So what I think you should have done is had the show earlier, but I'm glad we're finally doing it thanks to me. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, no, you've...
No, thank you.
Pretty much.
At the, Brendan Cooney on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
At
my Twitter is
Twitter.
Cooney. Yeah, Pete knows. Pete and Travis are so cool.
No, I mean, like...
Thanks, man.
ISIS might still be around, but people have this for Christmas now. That's what Cooney's trying to say. I don't know. It's just different takes, man, where, yeah, I...
Yeah, but you're talking about a different take on humanity. Like, you
want to... Well, maybe I'm spectrum-y. What do you want me to say? Like, it's still...
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if that's the case, this wasn't going to work. Because at some point, we were going to have a conflict, and you were just going to run away from it, and I was going to try to deal
with
it.
Well, you act like I fucking pulled up my petticoat the first time we had a cross word on air or something, dude. Like, it happened many times, and going back to your... The thing you mentioned where we were partying at Uno's, because that's how we roll after this show... And then you went, we all went in the parking lot. God, this sounds like a Weinstein rape. We all went in the parking lot together. And like, it was very clear that you were passionately describing what you wanted to do as some sort of like media, what, like a fucking tri-pronged, a three-headed attack of radio and video and writing. You wanted to make a website. And none of us really got what you were articulating, but you just got madder and madder at all of us. And then you left, and like the three of us were just like, does anyone really know like what he wanted to do? And we're all kind of like, no, not really. And like, I feel bad that we were missing the point and shit, but like...
Like, don't you think at some point, like, it would have been good to be like, hey, I don't really know what your point is? Or, like, you know, hit me up the next day, whatever, when...
Well, that makes sense.
Whatever sad emotions have subsided, to be like, hey, I'm willing to hear you out, but it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me what you're after, you know?
Yeah,
and,
I mean...
And like I said, I met with Pete, and I've since, like, reached out to Pete.
Yeah, we've talked.
And, you know, I would say, and this isn't, I don't mean this as a shot, but I'd say that Pete at least had the balls to meet me face to face and talk it out. And we came away with a better understanding of each other, I think, in some way. And I'm sure there were still things that he was pissed about, and there were things about him that I was still pissed about, but we at least talked it out. And we're sitting here talking it out right now. Isn't this better than what's happened the last 4 months, which is me being an asshole to you on Twitter? Like, because I'm still angry and bitter and haven't been able to fucking address any of this? Like, this seems so much better to me.
It is.
I don't know. We haven't really come around to each other's view whatsoever. I don't
But it doesn't
fucking...
matter. It's understanding, like, where somebody's coming from by, like...
Well, fuck, acknowledge your goddamn humanity, Chris. What do you want me to say? Like...
Yeah, I don't know. I just, it's... To me, it was just, you shut off...
I wasn't happy losing a friend either. I truly felt like you...
Yeah, but you made the conscious decision to lose the friend. It's not like I wasn't like, trying to reach out. Like,
that's like,
even if you had responded, hey, stop being an asshole to me when you text me, like, at least that's something as opposed to nothing.
It's just, well, why he, the
He thinks that, like, or he feels that you pushed into that with the way you acted. And he's, like, over here, like, oh, this guy doesn't even want to be my friend anymore because you don't respond to his, like, messages and
I
stuff.
I think he's, to you me, Chris that? Is coming on like a chick who's, like, in a relationship and is, like, is pissed at her boyfriend and, like, fucks five guys. And then is like, don't you want to fucking work this out? Like, I clearly did this because I'm mad. Yeah. And I'm like, you fucked five guys. That's where the story ends.
But you fucked three with Oathman.
What? Oh, yeah. You know, you weren't going to talk about that on air.
No, I just meant like about? I just meant like with the beef, because he brought the beef afterwards.
Oh, you, he's saying that the like their podcast.
You also
fucked
people
or whatever. because you talk shit about, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Once you find out your girl's fucking around, you want to stick it somewhere. But no, the Oathman
show. Yeah,
but
you stuck it somewhere first. Like, you started that. You did that. You have to acknowledge that.
Like, I did. Time-wise, that came before the beef.
You didn't tell me it
cast.
Was coming. I just fucking, like, pulled up Twitter and, oh, here's a fucking podcast talking shit about me. That's interesting because I haven't heard from John in 3 fucking weeks.
I mean, look, everyone, when it's me alone as a source talking about someone else, yeah, it's not going
to,
well, it's not the nicest
thing. To me, that
thing.
Was really funny.
I still
funny.
Thought you were okay
like,
with it.
Like, that move was funny. The have the podcast where he slams you. And then you had one, also hilarious. And then there needed to be a third one where you guys talk. And there wasn't a third one.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I think
now
that was our biggest flaw.
Thank you. Yeah.
Here's the magic.
No, he's 100% right. And we dropped the ball on that because everybody was sort of apprehensive.
Wait, but was I not screaming behind the scenes for that to
you
happen?
You were.
To Chris's credit, he was trying to get it done. But I totally understand why Papa didn't want to do it.
Absolutely.
I mean, like,
I get that.
All I
too.
Can say is, I reached out, at least off the top of my head,
you
that
left,
fucking email I sent was the most conciliatory thing. And if you want to talk about thought put into it, I had, like, friends look it over, mutual friends, and I'm like, guys, is there anything here that you think could really anger him? Because I want to eat, like, the biggest shit pie on earth if it means we can be friendly again. And I had Pete look at it, and I had Brian Bolte look at it. And these guys were both like, yeah, that seems fine. Maybe Oathman looked at I forgot about that. But at least those two guys. And I sent it to you and got such venom in return, man. Like, such anger. And at a certain point...
I mean, at a certain point, would you, like, want to meet in person? You know, like, this is all over email. This is kind of, like, proving my
that's
point.
That's like someone, like an internet troll saying, I want to kill
no,
you
No, you're the
over
internet troll. You want to fucking fix this
like,
over
don't
the internet.
Want to meet him?
Well... Like, we're human beings.
Like, I think that, well, regardless of whether you do the show with each other or whatever in the future, I think you should squash it because, like, Shorts has done worse to me than he's done to you. And I've done worse to Shorts. I remember one time when we were in Los Angeles, I got super pissed off at him for, like, no reason. Completely yeah. My fault. And I was working at a strip club at the time. I was like assigned to, I did as a, this is such a long story. I did as a bit to sign twirler at a strip okay. club. It was just a joke thing. But I had all these like business cards, you know, from the strip club and for like free, like sandwiches or something like that. And we pulled up to where Chris was and I was like, hey, you want a business card? And this is after I've yelled at him and just been a total dick to him. And he was like, yeah, sure. And I just took them all and threw them in his face. I threw all the cards in his face like a crazy person. Yeah. He should have beaten me up, but it was chill after that. We like discussed it. We didn't discuss that. I just a year
we
later. A year later,
it.
I apologize. Yeah.
A year.
And he's the worst thing. Like I remember one time with paying bills and stuff.
Yeah, I was
terrible at it. But one time in specific, I asked him. I was like, did you pay the gas bill? And he said yes. And then. I got a phone call from the gas company, or I called them. I can't remember how it happened.
How did you not just burn your house down with him?
I thought about it. And the gas company was like, hey, we've turned off your gas. And I was like, what? And it's at work, you know, I'm working and stuff. And so I'm like, what do you mean you turned off my gas? And we're like, well, it hasn't been paid. And it was because he didn't pay his share of
I
the
would
gas.
Have been like, can you turn it on for 10 minutes at 2 a.m.? I have something I want to do.
It was such a... I was like, can we turn it on? Can we turn it like freaking out and stuff like that. And we need to pay. So I just paid it. But like that kind of stuff. And he did tons of stuff like that. And I did tons of bad things too.
Yeah.
But we moved forward. But I totally understand why Pat
well, when
Georgia,
you put it that way, let's get him back in my life immediately.
Oh, yeah. That's
things
true.
Are gonna get
that's a good dig. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to seem like I'm on Chris's side because I'm definitely not. I like him. He's a good, one of my best friends, but definitely on Papa Giorgio's side.
I'm gonna do look.
But I love him.
I'm gonna do something incredibly unfunny on purpose for once. I guess when my pops kicked off when I was 20, on some level I learned that no matter how close someone is to you, they can be fucking gone. And you better fucking be able to live with that. So I tried what I thought was a more than reasonable amount to salvage a friendship. Because you're right. We did so much together. We did the shows. We drove to UCB up in New York like 4 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, wait. We missed the 1 week and you wouldn't let us live it down.
We shared rooms.
I forgot that. Yes. We bunked together. Like, and especially.
Yeah, that was a fun ride with Creelman.
Cindy Creelman is a sweet person.
To say the least.
Hey, boys.
But at a certain point, it's, I guess, maybe more than a lot of people, I do have an ability to just be like, fuck it, I'm done. Because I realize people go, and that's it, and life just goes on, man.
But see, I already knew that about you, because I remember talking with you and Pete outside of Unified Scene Theater about a former co-host of yours. So maybe in some way this was already on my radar, but you had talked about...
Already on your radar?
Running into some girl who used to be on your podcast. I had no fucking clue what her name is. Mm. And you said you guys ran into her, and it was awkward, because you had just fucking booted her from your show. And so I guess maybe I meant...
but you're not a girl. You're funny.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, in the back of my mind, maybe I was waiting for that moment to happen, and then it came, and that kind of validated that thought process that, to me, if someone pisses you off, which I know I can do, that you're just going to write them off, and you did.
Dude, unintentional anger is completely fine with me. Like, I got tons of friends that do shit that annoy me, but, like, when it just feels malicious, when it feels conscious.
Name three friends.
Before you do that,
I'm looking at two of them right now.
I bet I do a lot of things.
After the girl comment, I'm now on Shorts' side.
I know. You have to work as a comic in LA.
You're sexist. I'm not your friend anymore.
Yeah.
That's right, Travis. You did that. Yeah.
This
is why I like my stupid little pod that's gone nowhere, Chris.
I want to get a spot at that open mic, goddamn it.
I like this show, too.
Yeah.
I just think we need to replace you now.
I'm going to tweet about this.
With Amir. Amir is going to take over for you.
Holy
the sooner shit. It happens, the better. Okay, back to Chris.
At Cooney or Die, Cooney or Die on Twitter.
Fag.
He's got thousands of followers.
Yeah, that's true.
Very successful on Twitter. None of them are fake. Oathman didn't buy them for me to prank me.
Good old at Othello beat. Is Othello mad that he's not here right now?
Probably
I don't know. I hit him up on Twitter. Right. I told him he needs to jump on the YouTube.
He was excited about it. But he's like, he's doing the other show right now.
Oh, yes. No, he's at the Chad has a beach house.
Should probably put that on hold and
they
pay
really
attention
should.
To ours.
Hey, that would be a nice little.
I don't want to get caught up in the whole, like, because this is a girly thing that we're doing.
This
right?
Is
I mean, we're
still
just
fun.
Just being chickish with our emotions and yada, yada, yada.
Travis is sucking an air cock. Oh, no, he was just pantomiming for gum. Never mind.
But I still feel like Chapstick. If we had done this 4 months ago, we could have moved on from this 4 months ago. And that's kind of what I was asking for. It's not kind of. It's exactly what I was asking for. And I'm not even saying this to say that I'm right in this way, too, and you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, God damn, man. Like, we were friends. Like, what the fuck happened? And I don't think that it should have deteriorated the way that it did.
We missed a lot of good summer months where we could have been actually filming stuff, and now we're getting back together, whichever. And did you try and drink that?
No.
Okay.
I'm disgusting.
Not your dip cup. This is great that it's happening, but it does feel a little bit late.
No, it's
like
it's,
I mean, it was either going to be never or it's really
well,
late.
It was going to be.
It was going to be never. And
because
that sucks
Cooney
to me.
Did have to Trojan horse this thing.
Like, I guess I was just living in that world where I thought it would just be never, and I was okay with that. And you and I talked we probably talked 2 weeks ago or something like that. But
I don't think that it matters. Though,
I'm glad
that,
it's happening.
That I Trojan horsed it. I think you can just because I set the wheels in motion doesn't mean. The car can't drive itself.
I think it's the funniest thing that anybody has ever done
coming
into this show.
No.
Thank you, Pete.
Right now.
At Cooney or Die on Twitter.
Cooney or Die.
We need a picture of Brendan holding pregnant Chris caption, Mistakes to Miracles. It doesn't matter how it happened.
And by pregnant Chris, you just mean normal Chris because I'm just a fat, disgusting pig.
We're all fat except for Pete.
I know, that's why.
That's good, Pete. That's a good thing.
If you think I didn't miss you, look who I replaced you with.
I'm so glad he left.
Comment, Travis?
We know he can come back.
I mean, look, here's where it is for me. I would hate holding grudges. the only time I ever do it is when I feel like it's forced upon me, and I feel like this was forced upon me, and I would much rather be friends and humans that, like, interact with each other, and in a way, yeah, you kind of know that I'm an emotional fuck sometimes, and, well, you know that now, and maybe we can recover some sort of friendship that we have, but, you know, and I'm also always going to know this about you, too, that you've got an ability to just completely pull the fucking ripcord, so it's never going to be the same, but I don't know, I would hope that we could move on from this, what's the word, humanly, I guess?
Humanely.
Humanely.
So? That's my contribution.
John?
Get out
the
of
the time is
studio.
Now. We need your answer.
The again.
That's it.
Yeah. Are we or are we not?
Stop doing a fucking character and get out. Okay, no.
You know what I think you guys should do? Just have some, like, drunk, angry sex. That's what my parents
like
do.
Like the first Brokeback Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, where it's very, you don't know what's going
to
happen.
It might not solve the issues, but, like, it'll give you a different issue to deal with.
Chris and I will both get laid.
Travis, if you want us to get you a male hooker, we can do that too.
They are cheaper, by the way.
Whatever gender, I just want them to be gentle.
Jeff has been out of work a while.
Jeff. You don't want that.
No, I would like to let bygones be bygones and see you again, and be nice to unmute you on Twitter. I missed all the links to Junkies Audio.
I knew you muted me. I knew it.
I knew it'd drive you nuts. I knew it'd fucking drive you berserk.
Brennan's really bad with technology, and when he was, like, when we were all, like, talking about moving to LA, uh-huh, and we were, like, talking about putting stuff on YouTube, and he had a video. It was either on his phone or his computer, but it was in his hands to upload it to YouTube. And I think it was on his computer. He pulls up his computer and he goes, "And how do I do this?" And that's Brendan in a nutshell.
That's true.
That's true. Fucking weird. Because Travis is the same way. Brian Bolte rides Travis nonstop to upload literally anything. And
yeah, I don't understand why he wants me to. I don't know how to plug things into my computer. That's...
I feel you, Travis.
Yeah.
They're soulmates over here. It's a comedian thing, I guess.
Send it over to me. I'll
never make it.
We're not good with technology, so we tell jokes in front of strangers.
I know what a USB does. So
yeah, Rich Voss will be performing at the Chuckle Hut in New Jersey on November 38th.
Don't forget Magoobies. Always at Magoobies.
I'm sure November 38th is a real date, by the way.
It is.
Bad zing from the beginning.
So, John, what's your answer? I mean, I feel like you just sort of a friend proposed to you again.
What, I have to give him a fucking rose or something?
I just want to know. Yeah, like, I mean, where's this going? Are we going to have a beer after this, or are we going to split?
This one's for DTET. Let's have our end of Full House closure here.
All right, then, yes, let's let bygones be bygones and at least start by talking to one another again and... You know, having that circle.
I don't mean to pressure you, but will you unmute him right now on your phone?
In front of everyone.
I mean, that would be a solid step.
Doing it right
in the healing process.
Hold on.
A note for the record, I never muted or unfollowed John or Pete through all of this.
Really appreciate that. I got some...
La-dee-da. Good for you, Chris. Jesus.
At Cooney or Die on Twitter.
Fag.
I should have added that. Show solidarity.
All right.
By the way, another example of Brennan not understanding technology. How many times have you talked into the side of this microphone because you forgot that we're sharing a mic?
I hope that you heard some of those great zingers I had. Because I had so many.
What is your photo of, Chris? It used to be you with your black prom date. When did this change? I don't like this. You know what? If you want to fucking meet me halfway, change it back.
I will change it back.
Thank you.
But, it is a, there's a bit at the station, at the radio station.
Is that Lou Gehrig?
It is. So I came into work like a couple of weeks ago at like 4 and 5 a.m. because I couldn't sleep. And I had to be there before 7. And I was like, well, if I try to go to sleep now, I'm just not going to show up to work on time at all. So I just went into work and I fell asleep at my desk by like noon.
Okay.
And a girl joked when I explained to her this whole situation. She goes, "So people just thought that you were asleep at noon at work and had no idea about this backstory. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much it. Anyway, so Brock, a guy who works on Chad Dukes' show, he snapped a couple of photos from different angles of me sleeping at my desk in the middle of the day, and he's been photoshopping them into new photos because he secretly hates me.
Is that you over Ty Cobb? Or hold on.
It's definitely Lou Gehrig, and there's another one.
Well, no, it's Lou next to him.
You at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there was a Last Supper one in there. There was
It's all you asleep.
Oh God.
Yeah, they're all just me asleep. Yeah.
That's your face. That's
We gotta start going to Golds together, man. That's fuck.
No, it is.
All right. Well. We have a live tweet, guys. Hold on, I'm going to the lines, the Twitter lines.
Do we want to open the line?
Chris is an asshole. Tell him to stop laughing into the microphone. It's gonna be something like that.
That's my job. Is.
All right. Lou, good old themselves. Lou, Pete's best buddy, Lou.
Oh yeah.
One day I'll meet Lou.
Lou Gehrig.
It's Lou Gehrig, yes. Lou Holtz.
Lou Holtz.
Either blood needs to be shared or a kiss. The makeup isn't cemented until this happens.
Who said that?
That was Lou on
Twitter. I'm slightly nervous that John has some sort of disease, so I don't want to share blood.
You should. I did a bad thing this summer.
I want to thank Lou for tweeting. Thanks. Support the show.
Thank you.
At Cooney or die.
Fag.
Yeah. Yeah. Fag is not part of my Twitter, Lou, but just please so follow me.
Yes, Cooney or Die Fag is another
rarely
account.
Rarely say that word.
I do too, but now you're not friends with Kevin Spacey anymore, so we can't again.
Yeah, man, that really that's bothered me. But speaking of episodes that I missed,
uh-huh.
I think so. That was the one.
The Kevin, when he did his big Kevin Spacey reveal.
I was like, God, I was just sitting in my room going, God damn it, this is fucking annoying.
Take it to the big press. Big boys.
On the live thing, Doug just said Hooters and Fairfax. I don't know what that means. I can't do it tonight, Doug. I don't know why I'm doing this on your show. But Monday, maybe if you're still hanging out here, we can get together. We can get some beers Monday. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm fine. You guys are invited too.
Yeah.
At Cooney or Die. Today.
Sounds great. Yeah.
But yeah, that big Kevin tonight. Spacey reveal, I wasn't going to take that anywhere else. I know that you were telling me you could be like lightweight famous right
was
now.
Was he trying to get you to reveal that on the Beefcast?
Well, no. I was like, you should be on fucking CNN right now on fake news and like telling your real story.
Someone has a big cock.
Jeff Tetro.
And I don't know. I just thought a little bit of a missed opportunity. But it's all right. I mean,
my angle on it wasn't the leftist angle. So.
Yeah, but I think you could have played that up too.
I'm not smart enough to talk
to you. You could have said, you know, hey, yeah, he came on to me and I was okay with it because I'm gay.
Mm-hmm. That's the next episode, motherfucker.
No, but I told
that's
you.
That's like when John was saying, yeah, because like.
What do you want? Nothing is timely on this show.
Because after that show, actually, we've been talking about it. I am going to start actually giving out like more crazy stories that are similar.
Can
to
we throw
those
out
ones.
One
the moment
right
hasn't
now?
Passed.
No, just like this moment should have been 4 months ago. Like 8 months from now, he'll start really dishing on the Kevin Spacey
the
show.
The new show bit. Everything is months and months
yeah.
past.
Yeah, like that
nobody
time.
Nobody cares
like,
anymore.
Yeah, like the time where I think I mentioned that last time where like everybody I was hanging out with, like in company of him, was on ecstasy.
And breaking news.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
At
but I didn't
CNN
take it because I.
I like how 1950s
the there,
that sounded.
Because you know what?
The gay predator took a
I'm
drug.
I'm an adult. Who realized he was not going to buy me my own hotel room. So I didn't take any of those drugs, and I left.
Do we want to do
I'm responsible.
Do we want to start throwing you under the bus more on the air? Because you wanted to reveal your life more.
You guys don't even know, like, half the... Well, actually, you do. I tell you a lot of...
You showed me
yeah,
it all.
So. Yeah. We haven't been speaking, so I don't know.
You probably know a little bit, too. But, yeah. Yeah, upcoming episodes, we'll do a little, like...
At one
gas
point,
station stories, stuff like that.
Yeah, you gave me one of your 45-minute calls gas while smoking station. On your front porch.
I used to. Yeah, it sounds really exciting. I know.
No, it just sounds really
gas station story sounds like you're getting blown from some guy or something.
Yeah,
that's where you met Kevin.
Or a lady just looking for a roll of quarters.
Hey,
which is one of the stories I was going to say.
Also, for the record, Brendan realized that what I was making fun of him for 5 minutes ago about the microphone, he realized that halfway through a sentence.
Oh, man. Well, I don't think much is going to top that.
Cooney, you won't plug your dates?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I should plug my dates here, Papa's listeners.
Plug your live comedy dates.
Okay. So tonight I'm at Positano's restaurant in Bethesda, Maryland at 8. And Sunday I'm at the O'Sullivan's in Arlington at 7.
The actual date.
Oh, what is tomorrow?
Shit.
Hold on. It's the 26th tomorrow.
Tonight, the 25th. Tonight, the 25th, I'm at Positano's at 8. And the 26th, I'm at O'Sullivan's in Arlington. And the 27th, I don't know, maybe at the Passenger or hopefully at drinking with some people that I know somewhere.
Woo.
There you go.
Will you be live at the L.A. Bar and Grill?
Man, I wish I was.
Okay.
You know, we should go to L.A. Bar and Grill. Maybe we should do that instead.
Oh, interesting you should say that. I'm always for an L.A. Bar and Grill bit.
Hell yeah, that's where I meet Chris for our little talks.
I don't know if Oathman is in town or he's going to be in North Carolina or whatever, but we should go to L.A. Bar and Grill. I wish I had something funny to say at the end of that. Sorry, guys. Friend me on Facebook.
Oathman said friend me on Twitter!
Do you have any online media to plug or anything like that?
Plug my Twitter like 20,000 times.
Okay.
But we'll plug it again. Cooney or Die. Thank you, Pete. Instagram, Twitter, Cooney or Die.
You got a YouTube?
YouTube, I mean, you can subscribe if you want, but I rarely put on things to it.
Right on.
Give us the link. We'll get your subscribers doubled from 3 to 6.
I don't even know what the link is. How do you know what your YouTube link is?
just the Gmail that
you know what, guys?
Okay,
we'll find it, and we'll send it out
to you. Parker
the link
Cooney.
Is YouTube.com, and then you figure it out from there.
bparkercooney@gmail.com is my email.
Bparkercooney.
Nice.
You can all see right. me do stand-up as Popeye the Sailor Man.
Did you just give out your email address? You're so stupid.
I was going to say,
Chris,
a good part of the
Chris
show
that's
Chris.
A good bit.
Chris Greatfend Lingbach, you're so goddamn dumb.
Let him back into your life.
All right, so before we go, are you guys going to hug it out or kiss or fight? Or
Maybe blood. You should take a picture of that. I don't know. Is that weird? Maybe you should just hug.
Should we use my improv kiss techniques to do a fake kiss?
Yeah. Fake kiss?
You were there when we all kissed John.
We'll pose.
Just make sure it's close to here.
Ooh.
I kissed.
I missed it.
You don't need the kiss.
That was hilarious. Death shit. That
he
was
just like John on the lips.
He did. Oh, God.
Ha, gay.
Jesus, Travis.
The bit is to say fat, goddammit. Well, shit.
Anybody else got anything to say?
Nah, fuck it. We all know everyone's info here. At Chris Lingbach on Twitter.
I was going to plug a show, but I'll go. For
No.
No.
Come on. Do it, goddammit.
Okay. Okra's Cajun Creole, December 1st, Manassas, Virginia, 10 o'clock.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That was Papa's Basement.
Nice. Woo. I'll be around. I'll be in Harper's Ferry, as usual. Come visit me.
Which sheets will
you
be appearing at?
Won't make you clean my house, or, you know.
All right. Well, fuck it. We're done. Yeah.
Oh, love you guys.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.